News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Good morning from Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5, 807 on Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Kind of gray skies right now. And still a little cool, you know. I mean, I know, relatively speaking, not chilly, but 59 degrees, gray skies, feels a little chilly, a little nippy out there. Anyway, we're going to be warm today, up well into the 70s. We hit 70 yesterday.
Yeah, and at the gas station, pump of gas, I was wearing some shorts because it had warmed up yesterday. Yep. Looked around, everyone else was wearing shorts, so we were all on the same page. Oh, hey, yeah. It's a warm December day. And kind of odd, but we've gotten a lot of those already this year. So I hope it cools down. I like a cold Christmas day and Christmas Eve. I don't like it in the 70s, but that might just be me.
Well, you want me to tell you what it's going to be? Because we've got the 10-day forecast here.
Yeah, what's it looking like?
It looks like Christmas Eve, high of 65.
Ugh.
Christmas Day, a high of 68.
Okay.
That's it right now.
It's pretty standard.
But that's always a good one if the kids have got bikes and things like that.
Yeah,
Santa
point.
Brings them. They get a chance to pop them into action right away.
Yeah, well, bad year for me to get the snow sled and snow blower. I don't know what we're going to do with those next week, but I guess I'll have to figure that one out.
This fruit fly is complete.
I can see it.
Complete attack zone right now.
He's moved on to you.
Yeah.
Text line 251-343-0106. We'll start with this text. Morning, will Mayor Simpson want to be called Dr. Mayor Simpson? That's a good question because he received the honorary doctorate at the South Alabama graduation ceremony on Friday. I think that's the rules. That's the Jill Biden rules. Once you get that doctorate. No, she did get a doctorate.
Yeah.
She's not a doctor. She's a doctor. But she's not. She won't be much help if you go in asking her to fix your cold.
No.
But
by the way, so Jill Biden said happy holidays to a bunch of kids
mm-hmm.
at an event that she was at. And a kid yelled out, happy Christmas, corrected her.
Yeah.
Like, you know, let's not do the holiday thing.
He's like, quit it with the woke stuff,
yeah.
This little kid.
Yeah, he's like 5 and a half. Don't be woke.
Fire Dog said he just voted for the Attack Owls. So, Alabama of the Year voting going on right now. We're in what some people consider the more fun portion of the bracket here, the events and things of the year. So vote online at fmtalk1065.com. Who do you want to see move to the next round? The Mardi Gras Horses, Midtown Mobile Attack Owls, OnlyFans Plane Banner that flew over Orange Beach over the summer, and then the Clowns and Mobile City Council. Will take your votes there.
Some people would say they've been clowns at City Council for a long time.
Yeah, some people would say since the beginning, right?
Yeah.
But the ones with the clown wigs are up there today. The drone thing. I figured, Dan, by today we would have a pretty open and shut answer for what exactly these things are that are, well, for sure, flying above Jersey, and then other states are saying they're seeing similar kind of things here. And it's disconcerting because I think I have the answer here. I think I have the most likely thing that people are spotting and going nuts about. But you wouldn't know it because over the weekend, I mean, we had everyone from Mayorkas, who's still basically saying he's not really sure, but it's nothing to worry about. You've got both sides of the aisle who are calling for a number of different things. I mean, you have both Blumenthal, who's a Democrat, and Trump, who's not, calling for them to be shot down.
Shoot them out of
they
the
said,
sky.
If they're not ours, shoot them down.
Shoot them out, and then we can figure out what they are. Here is, by the way, hey, you know, say what you want. We don't have any concrete answers, and we did have a press conference that defeated its own purpose mm-hmm. when people left with more questions than answers. Nice going. I guess that was the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a great press conference when people walk out of the press conference saying, I know less now
than I did going in.
When I walked in.
Yeah.
And here is the least confidence-instilling individual in the nation, Mayorkas on the drones.
We know of no foreign involvement with respect to the sightings in the Northeast. And we are vigilant in investigating this matter, the Department of Homeland Security, with the Federal Bureau of Investigation in the lead.
Yeah. So that's Mayorkas there.
In the lead.
And you have all kinds of different theories. I've even seen some pop up on our text line this morning. I want to play this for you quickly. This is an ex-CIA staffer by the name of Laura Ballman, former CIA operations officer. And here is what Ballman had to say about this yesterday. If I can get the audio going here, apologize. Just a second. And unmute, and let's let Laura Ballman roll with it right now.
In terms of who is behind this, deducing the statements that have been made by John Kirby, who has said that these objects are not operating illegally, coupled with the several op-eds that have been out there in the last 24 hours about the need to look at our detection systems, makes me think perhaps this is actually a classified exercise to test either evasion technology or detection technology in urban areas.
So that was my first theory, and probably most people's first theory. This has to be a undisclosed Department of Defense project here. And what's given me pause and question about that are how many national and federal, how many federal officials and state officials there in Jersey and law enforcement officers seem to not necessarily believe that. But if you'll go to my Twitter page, at Dalton Orwig on X, I should say my X page, at DALTONORWIG, I've retweeted a couple of different tweets from over the weekend. One from Ben Dominic, who he is the founder. He writes The Federalist. He's married to, I believe, Meghan McCain, if I remember correctly. Anyway, he is so he says the New Jersey drones are following FAA regulations, flying with lights outside restricted airspace, although that's been debated. He says, as you would do with a drone protocol testing program out of NAWCAD Lakehurst, using bigger drones than people are used to seeing, and a testing corridor that they announced. So he shares this article, this press release, basically, from June of last year. It says, NARTP, which is the National Aerospace Research and Technology Park, which is located in Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey.
Egg Harbor?
Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey, okay, is what it says here. The NARTP, National Aerospace Research and Technology Park, signs cooperative research and development agreement with U.S. Transcom, the USAF Air Mobility Command, and ACEA. And this, again, this press release, this article put out last year in June, a subheadline says, agreement opens test corridor stretching from Joint Base McGuire, Dix, Lakehurst to Dover Air Force Base, linking to New Jersey's Aviation Innovation Hub in Atlantic County. An agreement to create a test and evaluation corridor for the development of uncrewed aerial systems and automated advanced air mobility technologies was recently signed by officials representing the U.S. Transportation Command, Air Mobility Command, the park there that I mentioned, the Research and Technology Park, and the Atlantic County Economic Alliance. The agreement will demonstrate their ability to facilitate aviation research, they wrote at the time, major players in aviation, in the emerging aviation industry. Let's see. Under the terms of the agreement, the parties will cooperatively develop a prototype dual-use U.S. East Coast test and evaluation corridor for the demonstration, development, and evaluation of military, commercial, academic, and federal government UAS, which is uncrewed aerial systems, and AAM technologies with future application to strategic airlift capabilities of the U.S. Air Force. Now, does this kind of sound like what they might be talking about?
Well, this was
here,
a press release from last year.
That they had come to an agreement to develop this corridor.
And this was released to the press last year.
Last year, right.
So why are you the only one?
And
you
are, yeah, you know. And it's not me. It's this Ben Dominic.
He's the only Federalist one tying these two together.
Right. UASs are often referred to as drones, while AAM involves the use of electrical vertical takeoff and landing aircraft to move people and cargo between places not easily served by other modes of transportation. They write, both technologies are being developed rapidly by government and military agencies and private industry, and the testing corridor will help to safely integrate them into the national airspace. They said the availability of this evaluation corridor between Joint Base McGuire, Dix, Lakehurst in New Jersey and Dover Air Force Base in Delaware allows AMC and U.S. Transcom to rapidly assess technical and operational concepts for these devices and to develop measures of value in operational scenarios. So you have that, okay, which, like you said, why is that not being discussed more?
Or why isn't anyone from any of those companies
speaking out
compound
more?
Saying, hey, that's ours, don't shoot them out of the air?
Good question. I have those same questions. That's retweeted. So if you want to read that, you can go to my Twitter page. But also retweeted this, and this is a fantastic investigative journalist that's there on Twitter. I've used his work in the past. Kana Koa the Great. Anyway, he does great work. Trust me. You can go back through his timeline if you want to see. So he has footage and images of the Patero Dynamics Transwing XP4. So he writes, many people online speculate the drone spotted in New Jersey might be the Patero Dynamics Transwing X4. So this drone, if that's what this is, and it looks a lot like the images I've seen, okay?
Yep.
It transitions between quadcopter mode, which would be 7 feet by 4 feet for vertical takeoff and landing, but it can also be a fixed wing airplane. And when it is, it's 7 feet by 13 feet for more efficient flight. He writes, Patero Dynamics has contracts with the U.S. Navy, which tests drones at the Naval Air Station at Joint Base McGuire-Dix Lakehurst in New Jersey. The company also carried out test flights from the flight deck of the USNS Burlington, which is currently stationed in New Jersey.
Okay.
The capability might explain the drone sightings reported from the sea. Sightings are likely tied to classified U.S. Navy drone testing, which explains the federal government's silence on the matter. And he continues, if these drones are not the Patero Dynamics XP4, they are likely similar unmanned aerial systems being evaluated by the military. That's the most logical explanation for why the federal government's allowing these operations to happen. And I think importantly, he writes here, at this point, it appears to be as much of an experiment in psychological operations as it is a test of the new drone technology.
What does he mean by that?
Well, because everyone's freaking out about this. So you have the DOD kind of seeing what reaction would be if this was, you know, well, they're seeing what the reaction is if there's a bunch of drones flying over your home and no one knows who or what they are.
What would you think the reaction would be? Are they surprised by this?
I mean,
if that's what's going on, and the wonderful residents of the great state of New Jersey are being, they're in this as part of the experiment. Let's see how these people freak out.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that owns the farm 20 miles from Atlantic City, let's see what his reaction is. Let's see what the homeboy says in Patterson. I mean, I don't get it.
Yeah. And, you know, why test it there with such a high density population?
And so you're going to get a more robust response, and it is going to be more, you've got more people being affected, so everything's going to be all over the chart in terms of reaction.
Right.
It's not over Wyoming where there's four people and they're all pretty mild-mannered. These are people in New Jersey.
And what do we, if you're an American who wants to see the good of all Americans, what do you want this to be? You want it to be a military test, right? You want this to be our military testing things. You certainly don't want it to be another military.
No, you don't want that.
So, maybe I'm like confirmation bias here, but usually the answer is the simplest answer.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we had the whole weather balloon thing, the Chinese balloon that didn't get shot down. This just seems to make the most sense. If you look at the footage on my Twitter page, it looks kind of like, some of the, this drone looks like what you could picture with a lot of the footage they're getting from New Jersey. So that's what makes the most sense to me. But what's throwing up all these red flags are all these well-known politicians who said, hey, we need some answers and we need them now.
I'm about to throw up myself, but so the drone, the particular drone you're talking about can transition from about 4 feet long to 7 feet.
So it can either be a quadcopter, like you would picture a normal drone that takes off vertically and lands vertically, or it can spread those wings and function more as a flying plane. Yeah, like a drone plane.
Yeah, okay. All right.
So I don't know if it can do that while it's in action. I think maybe they have to have it in one mode or the other when it goes up or comes down.
We've had reports that these things are as big as, and I don't know how you really look at something up in the sky and are able to come up with the size of it.
you just guess, right?
Yeah, you're guessing.
And so I've heard small SUV.
Minivans,
a small SUV is about the size of a big car these days. There's not a whole lot of size difference once you get there. But this kind of checks out. If I don't know, check it out. Check out the picture. Let me know if you think that footage lines up with a lot of the stuff we're seeing. Also, as much as I don't like Mayorkas, he probably had a point that a lot of the things that people are seeing up there aren't necessarily the same thing that other people are talking about. I have no doubt the drones are up there, but there's probably a lot of just regular flight path planes that some folks from New Jersey are wrong about.
822 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Dan and Dalton will check that text line on the way coming up. Somebody from New Jersey originally. I sure as heck don't know much about it. And probably because I left there when I was 18, like my hair was on fire. I've had enough of this. Let me try something new. But anyway, there is that one portion of New Jersey. It must take up a fourth of the state. And it's kind of like uninhabitable. Like a Pine Barrens or something like that.
Yeah, the Sopranos episode. Is that right?
So that'd be in between the area of the South Jersey, Egg Harbor, and Fort Dix, which is on the Delaware River, but to the central part of the state. Must be 100 miles in between them, maybe.
That just that makes the most sense to me, that this is a classified Department of Defense program. And then, in the meantime, if you have your citizens freaking out and don't know what's going on, might as well take advantage of that, too. And it kind of ties in.
How are you taking advantage of it?
Well, they want to keep us on our toes. They don't want us to be calm and collected and believe everything's fine, right? It stinks, but that's pretty much what we've gotten from the federal government. With that, and then maybe we'll talk about some of this January 6th stuff on the other side of the break. I think that the feds, they want us to think at the same time they're capable of anything and also incapable of anything. Like, they stink at this. They're not able to get this balloon out of the sky after it flies across the entirety of the United States. They don't mind that people are freaking out about this.
Don't you think that that is not going to be the way it's done under Trump?
I think Trump would be fine with it too. And Trump hasn't really said a whole lot. He said if they aren't, like, they should know if they're ours, and if they're not ours, shoot them down. But other than that, he doesn't seem to be hitting the panic button at all on this either. So he's getting classified briefings. I think his statement was basically, tell the people what's going on.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's under Trump. Maybe at least he'll be telling us what's going on. I don't see the point in making possibly millions of people panic.
But you know what also has come from this, and you would expect nothing less, and this might be why they like having people kind of up in arms about everything that's going on,
okay,
is they want more regulations, just like everything. They want more control. And you could see that with that Amy Klobuchar interview yesterday, where she was kind of like,
she was talking about taking it to Congress and regulating, or a new law, whatever,
yeah,
right?
And you saw Mayorkas last week. He was basically blaming the regular drone operators for all of these sightings that are in the sky. He was like, well, there's a lot of people who don't have FAA clearance to be flying drones. Here was Klobuchar immediately taking it to more regulations.
One, we need a briefing for the members of the Senate to figure out what's going on here. Two, we need more transparency. We need to have a new regulatory rules in place here. Right now, you have to register a drone if it's over a half pound, and there are penalties if you don't do that. Well, I think we have to make sure that regime is enforced with local and state authorities.
So she says, the answer here is more regulation. You had Jim Himes, who sounded, he was saying what the people wanted. Yeah, we need to figure out what these are. They need to be transparent. But he was also calling for a lot of different regulations.
I guess what I'm saying is, let's not jump immediately to Iranians, to Chinese, to Martians. And the government has a real responsibility to put more information out there so people better understand what the real dangers are.
But my favorite response by far has been Chuck Schumer's, who called a press conference to hawk, like to sell his state
and
the feds on buying the Robin, a drone detection system. I'm sure he doesn't have any financial incentive behind that, right?
Can't imagine that. 830 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings with Dan and Dalton. People going on and on and on. Look at all the drones. Not even on the text line. No one acknowledging. Well, I just killed it. The studio fruit fly, which I think
did.
I think there were just one of them.
He took care of business. Yeah. I saw it happen. Steve says, on the text line, which you can join, 251-343-0106, Steve said, if drones were secretive, would they have the flashing lights on them? Lights out drones would be a problem. This texter talked to us about Nancy Pelosi falling and breaking a hip. Is that true? The truth is she fell, that's for sure. And was it a broken hip? Yeah, she fell in Luxembourg.
Had to have a hip replacement surgery.
Had to have hip replacement.
My gosh.
So it doesn't say whether it actually broke on the fall, but she's there at Luxembourg at this event, then has hip replacement surgery at Landstuhl Regional Medical Center, 84 years old. If you're keeping track, we had a McConnell fall last week where he ended up with a cut on his face. They said everything's fine. He's questionable to return. He did return, but we'll see if he's in any kind of shape to do his job. But Pelosi, I mean, a hip replacement that's not easy. That's not an easy thing to bounce back from, especially at 84 years of age.
No.
And she's fighting a hell of a battle right now. She's trying to keep the young kids of the Democratic Party from taking leadership roles. See, this big battle between basically Pelosi and AOC is AOC wants to be the top Dem on the House Oversight Committee. And Pelosi's basically like, you're under 45, so we're not going to let that happen. And she's pushing for this Jerry Connolly, who I think is 75 or something like that.
Yeah, in his 70s.
It's going to be tough for Pelosi to keep that battle going from, I don't know if they fly her back and when she can come back and rehab here, but yeah, she fell and broke her hip or had it injured enough that she needed hip replacement surgery. This texter here, Joey, says they need to send them drones down here. They don't belong to nobody, then they are mine. We will ground check them. Steve says, thank you, Dalton, for looking into this. Really appreciate it. Another texture here. Excellent reporting on drones. That's the best I could find, and it seems to make the most sense to me. Now, it could turn out that this is China. Another thing, it's not Iran, right? Even though we had Van Drew saying it was an Iranian mothership. I mean, if Iran can't even back Assad, you know, if they can't provide him with any help because they're in such dire military straits over there in the Middle East, and they're getting completely crushed. They're both their Hezbollah and Hamas proxies. Then do you think they have their drone mothership over here flying drones? I mean, I guess it's a possibility. And China too. Why would they be flying technology? Now, a weather balloon is one thing. If we get that, if we shoot that down and take that into our hands, but if this is highly classified drone technology, what sense does it make for an adversary to be hanging over you unless it's go time, right? Unless it's time for them to actually have some sort of military action. And if that was the case, why would the drones be hanging over for 2 weeks before anything goes down?
I don't have the answers to any of this stuff.
To me, it makes perfect sense that this is a Department of Defense drone program that's just classified, and they're not allowed to talk about it. So in the meantime, all these questions are going out there, and maybe people that either don't know or do know and aren't allowed to talk about it are saying, I don't know. Well, it could be anything.
Give me another example of when the United States, when the government does something like this and leaves us uneasy as citizens of the United States down here on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
What other examples of them just...
COVID?
Well, yeah. There's that.
There's COVID.
COVID. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. That's fair.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm just saying that... yeah, maybe I shouldn't.
Militarily, weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, you know, they use, and it's not that I'm not Team America. Well, I am full on 100% Team America.
But we didn't have weapons of mass destruction flying over our heads all. This is different than that. COVID is that okay? I'm there on that. That's the obvious elephant in the room. But I'm just saying, in some sort of systematic basis, they perform these psychological tests and see how we react.
Yeah, I don't think this is put up there to be a psychological operation.
That's what I'm saying.
I think it's just a classified project that they couldn't keep hidden from Americans because they need to test it, I guess, in that specific area for one reason or another. And it became a psychological operation.
I see. That's what I'm saying is, would they want that to be a psychological evaluation of us, or is it just a byproduct of it?
Terry says Area 51. Yeah, I mean, they might have answers to the affirmative or to the opposite on whether aliens are real or whether we have real alien technology.
Right.
And they could come out and say, yeah, we have nothing. Like all you people that believe in aliens, we don't have a thing. But they don't. And they also don't say what they do have. So, yeah, great point, Terry. There's now Roach says they are U.S. assets scanning for missing nukes. That's another theory I've heard as well. Maybe it is our military, but they're not running drills. Maybe it's something serious that our military is in the sky for, too. That would obviously be a little more of an intense situation than just some new drone program they're testing out.
So it's better for them to leave us wondering than for us to really know what's going on. That would set off a larger panic.
Yeah, like I said, you know, if you're playing someone in chess or football or whatever it may be, you're in a better position if the other side doesn't know what you're going to do.
True.
And for the U.S. government, the other side also means their own citizens. So they're just fine with us freaking out down here on the ground. As long as they know what's going on, they're all right with
it.
Gardner mentions the sinking of the Pueblo in Korea. He said that was to draw us into a war. So keep the text coming, 251-343-0106. We'll get through the rest of these this morning. Joshua says the USNS Burlington was made in Mobile. I should have known that. Did not recall that. But they're saying the Burlington, which is currently stationed up there near New Jersey, that's part of this drone program,
I guess,
having the drones land and take off from the ship. CB Carl says, good morning, guys. This warm weather sure takes the jolly out of spreading the cheer by having a Santa beard and wearing a Santa hat around town. And that is what CB Carl does. So stay cool, CB Carl. Damn Yankee says, that sounds good, Dalton, but still a Biden administration debacle because they won't respond and they likely know. You think Biden has any idea what's going on right now? Fire Dog, yeah, just voted for the attack gals. Text line, 251-343-0106.
Keep it coming. Look at our skies. Look what's there.
Mm-hmm.
Attack owls.
Yeah.
So that's...
Those might be government attack owls for all we know. Yeah, very well could be. 841 FM Talk 106.5. And there goes my computer. So the January 6th report that came out last week, I know you said you were thinking about that a little bit over this weekend,
yeah,
and checking out some different interviews and things of that nature.
So I think it was a very recent Tucker Carlson interview with Congressman Higgins from Louisiana.
Yeah, Clay Higgins, I think.
And he's all in with his assertions from his investigation, his findings, came out months ago, but on the interview, it was kind of like news to me because it's been a while, and I had January 6th, you know, we only have so many burners on the oven, put this one over here.
Right.
So yeah. I was revisiting it with a Tucker Carlson podcast of the weekend, and with Tucker Carlson, he talks about all of these FBI agents that were embedded inside the community of people online talking about going up and challenging the election results.
Right.
And so that they were stoking the flames is what he was saying. So they were playing more than a passive role in all of this. And you've heard these before.
Of course, yeah,
so
yeah.
We've all heard these before. I get it. That's what has been said for a long, long time now. But this number really got me. When Tucker said, how many FBI agents or those who were like dressed like MAGA supporters, how many would you guess were inside the Capitol before the meeting, before the riot even happened?
Yeah.
And so here was his number.
So real hard, objective, and conservative estimates would put the number of FBI assets in the crowd, outside, and working inside at well over 200.
So that well over 200.
So that number really caught Carlson by, alarmed him a little bit.
Yeah.
So not just inside then. So inside, outside, egging them on for months, evidently online, or, you know, a couple of months, and playing a greater role than anyone would have guessed, mm-hmm, in what happened on January 6th. But
yeah,
we've heard this before, but it's been a while, so I was reintroduced to that idea yesterday. He had a lot to say.
Mm-hmm.
And
his number, obviously, quite a bit different than the DOJ number that they put out in that report.
26 or
last
something
week.
Like that?
Yeah, where they said they were just confidential informants, that there were no undercover FBI, but that they weren't acting on behalf of the group of the FBI when they went in there. But they also said that some of them were, you know, reporting on the movements of these different groups like Proud Boys that they were keeping an eye on. It's, I think what's going to happen here is, I think the Trump administration, and maybe it'll be a Cash Patel thing if he gets in there, or maybe it'll be congressional hearings that they reopen, but an investigation not into, I think it'll be like a second January 6th investigation, but done with people maybe more on both sides of the aisle. Because you remember how they fought that January 6th committee out, and you ended up with the only Republicans on that committee.
Yeah,
and it was the, I think it was McCarthy who agreed to it, Kevin McCarthy.
Liz Cheney,
Adam Kinzinger, and Mace was on there too, by the way. Hmm. Nancy Mace, and maybe one other name. And what, after that January 6th committee wrapped up their work, they got rid of all of the evidence they had poured over. They didn't make sure that that was available for anyone to look at afterwards. I think there's going to be like a second January 6th committee, but also a committee that looks into the first January 6th committee.
Yeah.
What exactly was going on there, and what were they trying to find?
Well, that's it. What were you trying to find? You can say, well, how did they not come across this FBI, which is obviously would be a major corner to this whole story.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're not looking in that direction in the first place, you're just looking at the citizens and the misbehavior and the chat online. If you're not looking for FBI involvement in any of that, you're not going to find it and or report it.
Right.
So that's, but I don't know if they had some things they did come across and thought, well, we can't release that.
I think that probably happened.
That definitely could have gone on. This congressman's investigation, and I don't know who investigated with him, how long the investigation was, it's about 180 degrees from what the even the DOJ is mm-hmm. saying most recently.
Yeah, and I wonder how important it is to Trump to get to the bottom of exactly what went on there. If he just comes in and pardons most of or all of the folks who've been arrested for January 6th, I mean, is it even worth going back and relitigating the whole thing? I think it is, because I'd love to know who all was actually involved and if there was some kind of federal government presence there that was egging it on, which you look at who they questioned or didn't question, and so many people were, you know, arrested and went through trials and lost a lot of money. But there were some people that were clearly there egging on the crowd.
There were names.
Great footage. Ray Epps. Nick
yeah.
Fuentes.
Yeah.
They didn't even bring in for questioning some
yeah.
of these people. They eventually did under pressure because of Ray Epps. But there's a lot of questions out there about why exactly some people got off scot-free and others didn't.
So I don't know. I've never been to the Capitol. But if you had, say, 30 people who looked like Trump supporters in the Capitol, evidently, in Higgins' words, acting as ushers, right? Mm-hmm. Come on this way.
Yeah.
Pelosi's office is over here. Things aren't even marked in the Capitol. They don't, so you don't know what's what. If you were a novice to the Capitol, that guy's sitting in Nancy Pelosi's
office.
Yeah, right.
With his feet up.
Exactly. So if you had 30, just say there's 200 overall, 30 are already in the Capitol before the riots begin. Wouldn't somebody notice that you had 30 people that appeared to be MAGA supporters in the Capitol?
So he's saying they were there before the doors were breached?
Yeah, exactly. Before the breaching, there were already people inside, and they were there for the reason to make sure when the heck broke loose, mm-hmm. that these people could be directed inside and taken to this place or that place.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know.
And Higgins, I mean, he's just outright saying that DOJ report that came out last week's complete bunk.
Yeah. And why would we not think that's absolutely true? Why would we not?
It kind of ties into the drones thing, right?
It does.
Think what you want. We're still all powerful and all consuming.
And like you say, does Trump investigate beyond this, or does he try to keep the country whole? 8:49, Dan and Dalton, Mobile Mornings. So you can say what you want about Stephen A. Smith. He's a blowhard, this or that, whatever. Stephen A. Smith's views are changing right before our eyes. And I'm hearing more and more of that in his commentary.
Yeah.
Have you heard that too?
Yeah, I have. Even on that January 6th thing, he this weekend. Well, I'll just play a quick clip of it. Stephen A. Smith, who, if you don't know, he's a He's very loud, opinionated man.
I see him when I go to sports cuts or sports clips.
Yeah, he's normally yelling about sports. Lately, he's been yelling a lot about Democrats, which is the party I believe he found himself in for a long, long time. Here's a portion of what he had to say about this January 6th report thing.
Around finding something else that the Democrats have lied about or downplayed or misrepresented along the way. I mean, I see Republicans like Megyn Kelly or Officer Tatum or Candace Owens or, you know, the Sean Hannitys of the world. You know what I'm getting tired of? To the Democratic Party, you know what I'm getting really pissed off about? I'm getting really ticked off at every time they open their mouth about something pertaining to y'all, they seem right to make the case that the right had a monopoly on insidious.
Now, I think he's got a cuss word coming up here, but he basically goes off for about 3 minutes saying, all this time you're saying this other side is lying and this and that.
And then, I found out now.
Yeah. And yeah, I think what you said, I think Stephen A's been red-pilled. It does seem that way, that he's kind of turned over a new way of thinking about how things are going.
A lot of the conservative podcasts that I listen to are people who 10 or 12 years ago were Democrats.
Yeah. Yeah, so that tells you a lot about how the election went this year, I think.
It does.
Coming up on the Jeff Poor Show, he'll have State Representative Shane Stringer in hour number one. Also, Dale Jackson from WVNN joins Jeff in hour two. And in hour three, Stephanie Holden-Smith with the Alabama Policy Institute. Found this fascinating from the New York Times this weekend. They write about schools using AI, artificial intelligence. Schools are employing dubious AI-powered software to accuse teenagers of wanting to harm themselves and sending cops to their homes as a result, with often chaotic and traumatic results. As the New York Times reports, software is being installed on high school students' school-issued devices to track every word they type. Now, I think schools around here, they give out computers or something like that. I think even some students here have school-issued devices. But imagine, and I don't think they're doing that around here, but every single one of those keystrokes is being tracked and logged and then possibly sent somewhere. Said they have an algorithm that analyzes the language for evidence of teenagers wanting to harm themselves. Unsurprisingly, the software can get it wrong by woefully misinterpreting what the students are actually trying to say. Mm-hmm. A 17-year-old in Missouri, for instance, was woken up by police in the middle of the night. As it turns out, a poem she had written years ago triggered the alarms of a software called Go Guardian Beacon, which its maker describes as a way to safeguard students from physical harm. The teen's mother said it was one of the worst experiences of her life. So they think she's, you know, someone who's liable to commit self-harm. She was just posting a poem, and AI is the one who made this decision to call the local police department and have them show up in the middle of the night to this person's house. They said internet safety software employed.
So there were
no
people involved in the decision.
Just AI.
Just AI.
Calling the police. Yeah, they said internet safety software employed by educational tech companies took off during the COVID shutdowns, which led to widespread surveillance of students in their own homes. Remember some of those like Zoom calls where teachers would be getting on to the student for maybe not being as COVID safe as they mm-hmm. should be in their own home? It got so weird then. But they said many of these systems are designed to flag keywords or phrases to figure out if a teen is planning to hurt themselves or, I imagine, planning to hurt someone else. But as the NYT reports, we have no idea if they're at all effective or accurate since the companies have yet to release any data.
Yeah, we'll just show up with a SWAT team at your kid's door, pound it in around 3 in the morning, and then we'll start to figure out, we'll adjust from there.
How insane is that? Completely. And it's not just, you know, New York. Like I said, you had this happening in Missouri. Plenty of school districts all around the United States which thought they were just signing on to the new hip thing.
Right.
And there's still a whole lot of work that needs to be done, and these private companies aren't even putting their own data out there.
Careful what you sign.
Yep.
Y'all, it is 8:59 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings, and the Jeff Poor Show is straight ahead.